And we are back in Hoonah for start of the second half between the Skagway Panthers visiting and the Hoonah Braves here at the home of the Braves, Hoonah, beautiful Hoonah, Alaska. Inbound attempt by Skagway, get the ball to start the second half. Unsuccessful, ball goes out of bounds back to Skagway, though, and Danny Brady inbound the ball for Skagway, tries to get it up the side line to Ackerman, no good. Skagway will be going from right to left. This half action, tough to get it in, gets it into Belisle, and Colton Belisle now brings it over to the right-hand side, gets it over to Wyatt Belisle, kind of looks to pass, makes a few fakes, gets it back up top to Colton, and the defense is right there on top for Colton. Torsten Skaffelstad, a dogged defender, forces him to pick up his dribble, works the ball, eventually goes up bounds over on the left-hand side, and Colton Belisle in on the ball. Ball faking a few times, and his pass to Ackerman, way high, goes up over his head, and it's pulled down by Manny Budke. And the Braves now have it in the forecourt, attacking the Panthers. Paul Smith gets it in the corner to Jerry White, who throws up a wild three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes back down to Hoonah. Bean gets the ball in the corner to White, and White's one-handed runner along the baseline is no good. It's going to be Smith called with a foul over the back, so it looks like the officials must have looked at the tape at halftime and realized Smith was causing some havoc down low. I don't know. I'm sure that didn't actually happen, but they did call the foul. Wyatt Belisle gets the ball down low, fakes a shot, gets his defender up in the air, but then forgets to dribble, and is called for the travel. Violation, 7 minutes to go. In the third quarter, 28-12, the score. We're up over Skag. Young Skagway Panthers squad showing massive improvement from their team last week. Oh, Budke gets the ball down low, puts up a beautiful little shot. He missed it, but it's picked off and put back in by Fortune Skaffelstad. And what was beautiful about it was his post position. He just sealed off two Skagway defenders. Budke did for his post position. Skagway gets the ball off the court, turns it over, gets it back over to Hoonah. Hoonah races up the court again, gets a shot up. No good. Michael Cook looks to corral the rebound, has it, and gets it over on the left-hand side to Colton Belisle, and he's got a defender coming up behind him. And that leads to a turnover as Belisle tried to dribble high to get around it, and then another turnover. So Colton Belisle had, he didn't exactly have his pocket picked, but pretty close. And then Danny Brady snuck up on Randy Roberts to get the ball right back for Skagway. And Colton Belisle has the ball on the right-hand side of the court. Needs some help here. Ackerman down in the corner is now double-teamed, and he needs some help, looking to try and get it out of hands, but unable to do so. That double-team forces a travel out of Alex Ackerman. The ball will go back. Hoonah, 5:57 to go, although the clock's not running. They remember what was going on. Hoonah has the ball now, trying to kind of work it around the perimeter. Jamal Smith with the ball at the top of the key, gets it over to White. White tries to dribble into the lane a little bit, kind of gets inside, gets it back out. Smith gets the ball to a cutting Skaffelstad. I'll remember it. And Skaffelstad lays it up and in for two, 32-12 now to score. This one seems to be getting away from Skagway a little bit. Colton Belisle almost has the ball stolen, gets it back, has it tapped out of his hands by Skaffelstad, gets it back, tries to track down on the right-hand side of the court, and is fouled in the process by Skaffelstad. It will be ball on the sideline for Skagway. Lafferty is going to check into the game now for Hoonah, leaving Jacob Bean, one of the senior captains on the squad. Colton Belisle sees Ackerman down on the baseline. Ackerman's wheeling and dealing on Budke, gets him up into the air, throws up a one-handed shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jamal White. White getting it quickly up the floor to Skaffelstad. He lays it up for two. 34-12 now the score. Hoonah on Skagway. Colton Belisle has it up at the top of the key. Gets it left to his brother, Wyatt. Wyatt wants to get it right back to Colton. And Colton has a pocket pick by Torsten Skaffelstad. Takes his length of the good, lays it up with the right hand, and in for two. 4:40 now to go in the quarter, 36-12. And Hoonah has come out swinging in the second half. Colton Belisle tried to work the ball on the right-hand side of the court, got the ball stuck on his hip, and traveled with it. It will be Jerry White with the basketball now for Hoonah. Gets it over on the right-hand side to Lafferty, back up top to White. Wants to work it around to Smith, gets it in the interior to Skaffelstad. His six-foot jump shot is up and good. They are now really widening the gap on Skagway, 38-12 the score. Muna up over the Panthers. Belial to Belial. Down to Ackerman. Ackerman works into the lane. One-handed hook shot. No good. Rebound off a couple of sets of hands. And then Lafferty goes to pick it up as it was going out of bounds. And it was probably going to be called off for Skagway there. But Lafferty tries to pick it up and it goes off. His tips out of bounds will remain. Skagway basketball bunkie out and Ottawa into Huna. Skagway, no luxurious substitution. Ackerman quickly gets the ball in the inbound. Works against Osborne and turns the ball over. Jerry White with the ball. Over to Lafferty on the right-hand side for Huna. Back up top to White. He wants to move quickly down low. The Scabblestad. Great position by Scabblestad. He's just had a zone where the zone wasn't. Got the feed and turned around and laid it up for two. 40-12 now the score. 35 left to go. In the third period. Belial has his pocket picked by Scabblestad. Ball gets down into Scabblestad again, but he's in the trees. Alex Ackerman comes out with it. He wants to go one against four up the court, and his layup opportunity, no good. Huna tries to push the ball back up quickly, but Micah Cook gets in the way of it and picks that ball off and right back to Ackerman. Down low. Down low to Danny Brady. And Danny Brady looked like he was playing volleyball on that one, and he set it up beautifully for the spike and the finish. Ball blocked out of bounds by Scabblestad. He seems to be all over the court right now, but Skagway's basketball on the inbound play. Turn back over. Huna, and pass was unable to be corralled by Cook. It is Jerry White with the ball now to Smith. Down low to Scabblestad for the quick turnaround jump shot for two from about 5 feet, point-blank range for Scabblestad. He's deadly down low against the Skagway Panthers team. Colt Blau brings it left, gets it down low on the block to Ackerman. Ackerman's turnaround, one-handed hook shot, no good. Down comes back to Smith. He wants to push it up court. Get over to Jerry White. He's going to launch up a 22-footer. No good. He's there for the rebound. Alex Ackerman gets it over to Colt Belial. Colt needs a little help. Looks like a timeout is going to be called here by on the floor, that is, by Coach Kent Fielding. He doesn't like what Skagway was trying to do there, bring the ball up the court. They're playing a little helter-skelter. They're a little bit out of rhythm. They're not controlling the ball as well as they should be. This has led to a 30-point deficit to a talented Huna Braves squad. They went up against that Coffin Cove team a couple of times. Coffin Cove showed something when we were at the tournament in Mangoon a couple of weeks ago. And boy, they showed a lot of athleticism, the ability to break pressure, great guard play there at Coffin Cove. So pretty interesting that these teams split, and we'll be excited to see them at regionals down in Sitka this week, but the week following. It's coming week, but the week following. So it is 2:22 left to go in the third quarter. Skagway's down by 30. It's 42-22 is the score. Thanks for tuning in to the tape delayed broadcast. Appreciate it. Tomorrow night's games will be broadcast live here from Huna at 6 o'clock and 7:30 p.m. The girls will play first tomorrow at 6 o'clock, girls' Panther squad. And the boys will play after that at 7:30. Skagway's got the ball now. Colton Blau crosses over the half-court line. Works it onto the left-hand side, tries to get it down. You get two Skagway players down there, but Ackerman comes up the ball, fends off Danny Brady, kind of gives him an elbow, and throws up a shot, knocks it down. Well, Ackerman's on the board. A couple more points. Moving quickly into the forecourt. Osborne's going to launch up a shot, and he's going to miss it badly. Two Skagway players fight for the rebound. It comes down to Colton Belial. And ooh, the official's going to call a double dribble on Belial. I didn't see it. Neither did Colt. I think the official kind of was thinking back to something earlier that happened. Anyway, ball goes back to Huna, and the quick inbounds to Torsten Gaffelstad, who gets the ball on the block and very difficult to stop time and time again. And got positioned for the inbounds pass to a foul. He's got a lot of shooting, too. First shot up, no good from Gaffelstad, where it remains 42-12. Huna up over Skagway with 1:53 left to go in the quarter. And shot up. It is good. 44-14. Colton Belial will bring the ball up for Skagway with the left hand. Crossing over the half court circle. Pocket picked by Gaffelstad. Length of the court, plays it up and in. Gaffelstad has asserted his dominance here in the early going of the second half of action. 46-14 should be the score, but the official score hasn't put it up there yet. So he's got 45-14. Ackerman has it now on the left-hand side for Skagway. Gets it into the elbow, extended to Colton Belial, and coach wants to set up their offense. Colton has it up at the half-court circle area, and he's just kind of waiting for something to develop. And he pops up, ball gets back to Colton. Colton with a two-handed pass over to Ackerman. His shot off the backboard, no good. And rebound comes down to Lafferty, pushes it length of the court. Shot blocked by Ackerman. Wyatt Belial comes down with a rebound. Wyatt wants to bring it up the court a little bit, just kind of some breathing room. He's back to his brother Colton, who brings it over half court. Nice play by Ackerman. Kicks the pocket of Lafferty. Wyatt Belisle has it now. He gets it back over to Colton, but that was a highly contested pass by Wyatt. More careful with those passes. Deion Brady now has it on the sideline, on the right side, and a pass was attempted down into the baseline area. Kick out of bounds. Reset the shot clock. It is now Colton Belisle getting down the ball for Skaggs. That player's kind of hanging out there. They seem to be open. Gets it into Mike Cook. Mike Cook has pocket kick by Randy Roberts, and then Colton Belisle comes and steals the ball right back. So Belisle gets it over in the left-hand corner to Ackerman. Ackerman wants his shot. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Borda. The attempted save as Scaffelstad was jumping, leaping, that is, out of bounds. He threw it back in, and it went off the Skaggway leg. It will remain in the basketball. Nice play. Scaffelstad, another beauty. The lone remaining starter in the game for Hoona. It is Lafferty with the ball, and he's working on Belisle. Gets right by him. Stopped by Brady. Osborne launches up a shot as time runs out in the corner. It hits backboard and nothing else, and the score will remain 45-14. Hoona up over Skaggway after three.